We are gathered here today to fuck shit up, motherfuckers, because it's the very last episode. My name is Rene Rosa.
Last episode of Sherman Tanks. I'm Chancellor Lee.
And we are formerly known as the Sherman Tanks.
Formerly.
It's fucking done.
It's done. You will be hearing this on April 2nd, so...
Ain't no April Fools, motherfucker.
Not a joke. Fun fact, I moved in on April 1st 3 years ago.
And it's been one giant April Fools prank since then.
It has. Because none of it was real.
Because our lives
have been shit.
Have been one fucking punchline after another.
Honestly, I think everything's going to get better for us once we're out of here.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Your life's going to stay shit. But, I might die.
No. Well, I mean, you're going to eventually.
No, I mean sooner.
No.
Anyway, let him stop being such a fucking bummer.
I'm not a bummer.
So we're done. We decide. I'm the producer. That makes no fucking sense because we're really both. But whenever it comes to decisions like that, I remember telling Ren, even from the first season, I was like, I want to end on the third season, always. And funny enough, we both are leaving. We are no longer going to reside on Sherman Avenue.
Yeah, for those that started listening to us late in the game,
yeah,
didn't know why we were called Sherman Tanks.
But let's reminisce a bit. Go ahead.
All right, so when we first started this thing, it wasn't going to happen at all because I said no, and then I said yes. I sat down trying to think of a name.
Didn't know. No, I give you more credit than that. It took you 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, I sat down like we were about to pick a name, and I was like, oh, dude, Sherman Tanks.
That's it.
And he was like, oh, shit.
We're tank builds in most video games, especially Borderlands.
We're large men, we play tank characters tank in builds. Video games often, and we live on Sherman Avenue in Jersey City.
And we loved, and I've always thought tanks were cool because they have giant turrets. And
so Sherman Tanks became the thing.
3 years, man.
Let's say Chance and I...
Pardon.
Do a fucking episode of a podcast in 2017 or 2019. We get together and say, fuck it, let's do a 2-hour special.
Yeah, we fly out from, because I'm not going to be here.
Wherever we reside. It will not be called Sherman Tanks because we would not be living on Sherman Avenue.
Yeah, and it's not the Sherman Tanks anymore. That's it. No. This is done.
Then at that point, it becomes something else.
As a big a piece of shit as this show has been, I'm happy with how it's ending. Not that it's ending. But how it's ending. I think it's ending with just enough right amount of shit. And if anybody ever wants to go back to this, you know. And
yeah, it will not reside at the same place. I'm going to have to figure something out. Yeah.
There's
no reason for us to continue paying for hosting for something that's dying.
Yeah.
But there should be ways to archive it for free, which we will do. And we will post the links for everyone to be able to download them in the future.
And I'm actually, like I told Red, I'm going to pay for it once the time comes, make a limited package. I'll announce it now. I should announce it later. Where you have a custom flash drive that says Sherman Tanks on it. It's the Sherman Tanks complete collection.
If we could get a tiny tank... That's a U. If you get a USB,
obviously we're gonna go with that.
If it was a USB tank that you plug in, that would be the coolest fucking shit in the world.
But I made the plans for it. It's a nice, simple pack. You're gonna get every episode, everything you can listen to right now, without having to download it, mastered, you know, balanced out as much. You know, the charm of this show is the fact that we don't give a fuck how we sound unless you can hear us. So you're just gonna get this show all on one little flash drive. That's gonna be a cute little tank or something similar. You're going to get a fucking shirt designed by Jersey City Shirts. This guy right here. And one of maybe two designs we could do. We could just throw them in there.
Probably could only do one design.
Yeah, we'll probably do one design. And you will get a lithograph, a picture of us, something to be chosen at a later date.
Possibly our dicks.
Nope. I guarantee you it won't be our dicks. It's not going to be mine. Because I'm not going to be in a picture with him and his dick.
Photoshop
so,
can work.
Anyway, I'm trying to really explain this to you. So you get the entire series. You get a really fucking cool shirt. And you're going to get like a little lithograph or a picture. Just something. Signed, by us.
We shall call it a shittograph.
Yeah. And we'll make sure the photograph's something to, you know, you come home from a shitty day at work and you're like, haha.
And you could even maybe get a bullseye version so you can throw darts at it.
You really hate yourself, dude. I thought I hated myself. Anyway, I think I'm handsome. That's what it is. And I think you're handsome. You just don't realize it.
I just don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I've
All right, anyway.
I've given up on handsomeness.
So, let's get right into the questions.
Right. There are folks.
Oh, wait. One more thing. This is our last episode, but right after this, literally, probably by the end of the weekend, maybe next week, because I'm leaving next week, we're going to do The End, which is a special. It's going to be like a mix of videos and stuff we've done over time and probably another little, 20-minute cast. And we're going to try to collect comments from, friends. And Awesome Talk, which is really our only friends.
our collectively.
And see, basically a little documentary of what Sherman Tanks is. Very easily composed.
Or was.
Was. So that's Sherman Tanks.
Well, that's the other thing. There might be times where you and I are both on Awesome Talk in the future.
I don't think that. Because I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be far.
Yeah, but that's when? When is that going to be?
September.
Yeah, so there's a lot of time between now and September. It could fucking happen. So don't say that it can't happen when it can. It's possible. It's not impossible.
Can with a K.
Can with mortal can.
Combat.
Chomp. Mortal combat.
All right. And
entirely
so that's
possible.
That's what The End will be, actually. Collection of little Snapchat videos, Instagrams, all the fun shit me and Ryan have been doing.
That's right. Those things save.
Yeah. Everything we do. And, it's like a little shitamentary. Okay. So let's get into the questions, Ryan. Do your worst.
Let me open up the things, because I think some people are actually still posting shit right now.
I don't
know. All right, we'll start it with Tabitha Wilkins.
Oh, Tabitha, let me do this. There was winners of a contest the other day. I was using a breathalyzer to guess the BAC, blood alcohol content, of my blood after four beers. And basically, if you partook, you'll know the details. But it's not important. There were two winners who guessed exactly the correct amount. I used the BAC, the breathalyzer correctly. Tabitha, what is wrong with me? Tabitha Wilkins. And I can't even, Christina, I don't know how to read your fucking full name.
Christina Chu.
They guessed on the button.
AKA CC, who I've known for many years now.
Okay, so see, no, I'm not going to call you that. That's
her nickname, CC. Right,
cool. But you won under the name Christina Chu. So you get a mention on the last episode of this piece of shit. You and Tabitha Wilkins, two wonderful ladies who are both funny, and that's that.
And are pretty good at guessing alcohol blood levels.
They had some math to help them. Anyway, go. So go ahead.
All right. So Tabitha Wilkins is asking, what irritates you the most? I don't think we've ever gone for like the top of the top pet peeve list for either of us. We've always talked about a lot of shit we complain about, but not like the thing that really irritates us the most on the planet.
Kind of hard to pinpoint because I have horrible memory, and I think for anyone it's like there's so many things. Like, I hate Renee's puns. That's definitely up there.
You love them.
How many episodes have we done in total? It's 20 something. This is the last episode, I'm telling you right now. I never liked them.
Except for when you laugh your ass off.
But that's rare.
It happens.
But overall, they irritate the shit out of me.
That's beautiful.
On here, on air, no. Or on air. When we're recording, not so much, because whatever. It's for the guys. It's for the audience. You know what I'm saying? But when we're like just like throughout the day, or I'm taking a shit, and you walk by and I'm like, can you not, please? That's annoying. I don't even remember it. It's sad, but there was one you made where I almost pissed myself, where it was that good.
That's often.
No, it's not.
You laugh a lot. Not. You laugh more times than you think.
Laughter is my life. If I couldn't laugh, and I've said that to you before. Thank you for that gift. For you and other people have taught me to take myself far less seriously. Now this was a while ago, so I laugh. I laugh all the time. I'm always filming stupid videos. Anything. If I make someone laugh, I'm happy. So I will give you that, but not every fucking pun is funny for me. Some of them are just they make me want to put a fucking knife through your throat. Some and very few, like 1%, maybe 2%, have made me piss myself. 3-4%, like good one. That's it. Not even laugh, just good because it was good. But that's like 1 or 2%, like I almost like I had to run and pee. like a little schoolgirl.
So of all the things in the entire fucking planet.
No, no, no. I said that's I was saying that that's one thing. I said that's why. It's going to be hard for us to pinpoint.
I know. I can go right to pinpointing it immediately. It's not that hard for me.
Go ahead. I want to hear yours.
My fucking biggest pet peeve on the goddamn planet. Religion. The entire fucking thing. No, it's not really. Religion irritates me, but it's more of people posting misinformation and spreading it as gospel. Like, the biggest piles of fucking fake shit on the planet. April Fool's just passed, and
yeah,
that's
not April Fool's Day.
And the sad thing about recording. April Fool's Day is that it doesn't feel different to me than any other day.
Because people are that
people are so fucking stupid that they constantly post things that are either A, completely wrong, or B, totally untrue. And to me, they're both the fucking same, because you're not checking your shit before you're posting it and then sharing it and then like being, I can't believe this person, blah blah blah, the fucking going off, you know, on whatever the hell it is, or celebrating some movie that's never gonna come out. It's April Fool's is every day for me, because I'm like, everyone,
Beetlejuice has been confirmed for the thousandth time,
and it's always, and they always fucking always someone comes out and is like, no, it's not happening. No, it has not been confirmed. No, we're not making this movie. And he can say it. Tim Burton can come out and get a fucking tattoo on his dick that says, I'm not making Beetlejuice 2.
And people will still be
and
like,
people
no.
Be like, no, it's just a tattoo. He's still going to do it.
He's still going to do it. And that, yeah, that's what they insist, too. It's not that it's just being made, that Tim Burton
is fucking making
it. And it's
it.
Like, no, he's not.
Is that the fucking, it's the, like.
Not that I don't want to see it or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's not the point. The point is, stop spreading bullshit on the internet.
It's just so much. And then, like, I'll post a link to Snopes, and some fucking jackanope will fucking come out.
Some what?
Jackanope. It's like a jackanape, and a jackalope eloped.
I need more beer.
A jackanope. Jackanope. Because they're a fucking idiot. And they'll be like, I don't know. Snopes, I think, is biased. So, yeah. Towards the truth. Snopes is biased towards facts. They fucking, people go on there and debunk this shit. They will post something, right? They will post whatever they can find about a subject, whether it's true or not. And if it is not, if they can't make a conclusion, it will say mixed or something. And they'll give you the reasons fucking why. It doesn't take a lot to go to fucking Snopes and type in one word of whatever the fuck it is you're looking for and seeing if it's in there. And if it's something that's big enough, really, to be on Snopes. But it's the same shit with, like, one prayer, one like, one comment, fucking share is going to save this fucking child with 17 faces. You know, like, they're going to fucking... You're gonna. They're not gonna fucking die.
Faces. I have exes with more faces than that.
Oh, please. I mean, just for Jesus, please, for this kid. Look at his 17 faces. Which mirror does he look at? It's so sad.
The one where he can see, motherfucker.
The parents were hoping for just one more mouth to feed, but now they have so many. What are they gonna do?
Making that fucking joke.
I fucking hate that shit. That is my biggest fucking irritation on the planet. Kind of a first world problem, I guess, thanks to the internet and things. So,
yeah,
my puns.
They're not. I said they're not.
So then what is the worst? What is the worst of the worst? Get your hand out of your pants. What is the worst of the worst?
My hands are not in my pants. Now they are. What do I hate the most? Jews. I'm just kidding. My best friend's Jewish and I love her.
You have a best friend?
I have no friends, dude.
You have multiple friends, but a best one?
Yeah, you, man. You're my best friend.
We're fucking, well, we're family.
You're my, what?
We're family, nigga.
We're blood, bitch.
We're family.
All right, but it's hard. I don't know. I don't know what I hate the most. You know what I think I hate the most in the world? Intolerance of people. Hmm. Not lactose intolerant. I don't like...
Racism, sexism.
And growing up, it was easy for me to make gay jokes. I can be open about this. Cause, I mean, growing up as in like really like 12, 13, 14, my friends would say faggot. My friends would say, you know, nigger this, nigger that. And I honestly, all fucking jokes aside, it was easy to make those jokes to fit in. But when I made friends with a gay person or a black person and I had to walk down the street and they got into an argument with someone and somebody called them something like that, and it hurt. It felt like somebody was saying that to me.
Yeah, because you care about them.
I learned on that day, I remember specifically when I heard someone say, It was. I don't want to get too much into detail because I don't want the person to know they were called that or where it was. I was about 20, 21. I had already cut the shit with these jokes, and but I remember the day it hit me the most. A friend of mine was. I got him a job working with me, and he was fired. He worked with us for about 2 months, and this was before I was in the union or construction. I'm always talking about or posting about. And somebody said, you know, he's got to go. And I asked why, because, you know, I knew my boss and we were friends. And his boss, which was the owner of the company, was like, that stupid nigger can't get any work done.
Oh, wow.
Essentially. Now, this is one of my friends. And he said it in private, but assuming, I think he did, because the thing is, to get him the job, they had to know he wasn't my friend. So,
To hide your friendship.
Yeah, exactly. They had to know that he didn't live close or... And we didn't know each other,
right?
But outside of work, and he was my best fucking friend. So it took like all the fucking strength in my body in my mind to just put my fist through that guy's head, because one, I knew that the reason he couldn't do a good job was because people were being racist towards him and not allowing him to do his job. The nature of the job was basically going house to house. We weren't selling anything. We were appraising, doing shit like that. And we had to.
For the government.
Yeah, for the government.
We were a contract worker for the government.
Thank you. Exactly. And the reason he couldn't do his job, and he's to this day, is one of the kindest souls I know. He's hilarious. He's fucking, he would take the shirt off his back for anybody. He couldn't do that job because he was sent into neighborhoods that were predominantly
white
and racist. A lot of them. I'm not saying white people are racist. Yeah, so I'm saying these areas were clear. Because one day they said, Chance, go out with him, see what he's doing wrong. And I said, he's not doing anything wrong. I went out with him 2 days in a row. I took a pay hit.
Right.
And and I'm like, he's not, very close to where we live, mind you. I mean, within blocks of where I'm sitting right now.
That's probably part of the problem.
And I'm like, he's not doing anything wrong. He's very kindly, he's well-spoken. He respects them. He respects the property.
Since I knew what type of work you were doing, let me paint a very quick picture. All right. You are in a neighborhood in Jersey City that is predominantly white, and a random black man walks up to the house and rings the doorbell and asks if he can go to your house and appraise it for tax purposes.
Yeah. I was trying to be, you know, discreet, but there you go.
That's basically it. And of course, in a predominantly white neighborhood, this poor black man's going to wind up getting no nine times out of 10.
Especially when people don't want their taxes to go up.
Right. So he's got a double whammy. He's whammy. He's a black man in a white neighborhood doing his job, but he's also doing a job that no one wants him to do. So you've got fucking twice the no, you are not coming into my house happening.
One, because you look suspicious because you're black, fucking profiling right there. And two, because I don't want you to come into, you know. But as revenge for him, once he lost his job, I went back and I banged a few of their lonely wives. So
no, you did not.
No, I didn't. It was their husbands that I banged.
With the front of the car.
But intolerance, I don't like it.
Yep.
You know, like intolerance.
And as we've said before,
oh wow, you're different. Like, yeah, I don't like you just because you're. I love. In contrast, I love open mindedness. Great in bed, but
open leggedness, especially.
No, stop being nasty.
Oh, come on,
cum shots. yeah, I love people who can. Like, I had an ex girlfriend who was just like, when I met her, she was an idiot. She was still an idiot when we broke up, but like...
Well, obviously.
No, I'm not... Stop it. Stop that, because we're talking about two different people.
No. I'm just saying, if you broke up, they were obviously an idiot to you.
Oh, yeah.
No matter who it was.
No, they were still like dumb. Like, not just like a mean person. They were seriously dumb. But they were open-minded, and that's cool, you know? And surprisingly enough, I like that. More. I mean, even in anybody. I'm not talking about just relationships. I mean, that's cool. And if I meet someone who's like... You know, like I met this dude, I think I mentioned it once on the show, where he was my friend's boyfriend. He was fucking cool as hell, and he was like a club dude. He was very Guido-ish. But once I showed him some of the music I listened to and stuff, he was really open-minded about it, wanted to go to shows with me. That's fucking cool. And I would have never expected that from him. What I don't like is people who were like him that he was hanging around who were just like, what's this gay shit? What's this stupid shit?
Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
And so that's what I hate the most is intolerance.
I'll never forget. I was
and
hanging
dogs.
Out.
I hate dogs. I'm just kidding.
Fucking hate dogs.
I love kitties and dogs. Ooh, there's a fat kitty right here. I love dogs and cats.
Cat dogs are the best.
All right, so whatever that.
Evelyn's a cat dog.
Evelyn's a bear.
She's a fucking puppy. She's a big old giant fucking
puppy.
Puppy of a cat. She's a puppy of a cat, man.
She's a fucking dog. Look at oh god.
She's adorable.
She's looking so sweet.
All right, enough about that stupid pussy. Yeah, there was a time when I was hanging out with one of my very best friends. Hadn't seen him in almost a year. He's there with his wife. And
beautiful lady. Beautiful lady.
And you don't even know who I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
I run up to her and she gives me a kiss on the cheek. I give her a kiss on the cheek and I give her husband a hug and he gives me a kiss on the cheek and I start laughing and I just give him a kiss on the cheek. Right. And the other friends we were with looked fucking mortified. Mortified. Two grown men that are really good friends. Don't give a shit.
Kissing each other on the tip of their uncircumcised penises. I don't
understand. On the cheeks, right? Because on their fucking cheek, like, they do this in every other country on the fucking planet. All the European countries, anyone can kiss anyone on the cheek.
Men sleep in the same bed. And that's, like, a normal thing, like, to save space.
Right. I mean,
well, that's what they
not
told
really,
me when,
but
when I was there, they said you sleep in the nude and with an erection.
Yes, and make sure the erection goes into your anus. Go right into your anus.
They said butthole. They did not say anus.
They say anus.
How would you know?
I don't know. But the thing is, like, I looked at it and I was like, really? You guys are mortified. Because fucking, like, dude, I haven't seen this guy in forever. And these are two of my favorite people on the planet. And he was just like, fuck it. Like, it was funny as hell. And the thing is, like, it didn't even, like, bother me for a half a second. You know what I mean? It was my friend. My fucking amazing, awesome friend. And not for nothing, when you think about it this way, when people react like that, you know how many people would fucking kill to have a family member or friend that has passed away that has never kissed them on the fucking cheek before be around just to kiss them on the fucking cheek?
Or...
You know what I mean? Like it's like the weird shit you would think would be uncomfortable if someone did that shit to you right now because of whatever misgivings you have inside about culture and shit, you would be wishing that shit would fucking happen with a person that you miss and that has now passed away. You know, that's the kind of, and the thing is, like, you know what? Fucking enjoy that person being in your life when you still have them.
Because they're going to be gone.
Because they're going to be gone and you're going to be gone at some point. And just like this podcast.
Yeah, we never thought that they would come. I remember specifically, maybe a year ago, Amanda and Rand and us, we were drinking. Amanda, you know, made an appearance in the last episode. She, I just realized a lot of people heard that episode because I went on a tirade, apparently. she said, no one ever leaves Sherman. Here we are. A year later.
Yeah, we're leaving.
And you said it too. You were like, yeah, you were both on the stairs. And you were like, we're not. I was like, yeah, I'm leaving. And not on the terms I thought, but we definitely are leaving. And been listening to sad guitar music all night.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
No,
I'm
I said not. I have.
I don't want to hear any sad
music. I suffer
from
clinical depression, so playing into it helps because then there's like a inversion.
I don't know why you don't listen to fucking happy music when you're sad.
Because it's like, no, it's not working for me. What the fuck, dude? I've been suffering with clinical depression since I was 16. You don't think I've tried all the good shit they tell you to do with the fucking doctors? No, it doesn't work for me.
I don't know.
It does not work for me.
Anytime I listen to anything sad, it makes me sad. That's fucking, that's like
usually
having emotions.
It's usually in D minor, too. It's the weird part. Saddest
lick
of all
my
keys.
Love pump.
I'm not looking your love pump,
but yeah, I'm fucking give me Weird Al polka.
Go ahead, man. go poke one out in your room. This is mad. You know, I'm enjoying the time I have here with your guitar before it's all over. And then that's it. I'm going to be gone like dust in the wind.
Oh, we all tears in the rain.
It's dust in the wind, you cunt.
As it's all washed away. Like
yeah,
read
questions because this is getting like boring.
That's because you're boring.
I am. So read questions.
What's next for Sherman Tanks?
There's nothing.
Nothing.
That's and I replied.
Sorry, CC. Absolutamente nada.
Nothing. As far as separately, if you mean separately, I'm going to keep writing music, taking photos, and trying to have sex with beautiful people.
Marilyn Manson. He's trying to have sex with Marilyn Manson.
I'm trying because I really feel that. Ren's going to keep doing whatever. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I usually know. I don't
well,
know
I can
doing.
Talk. You know, I can tell you what I'm doing.
You don't know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing. I will be fucking dying is what I'm going to be. I'm going to be
like
losing
I said,
my goddamn mind.
Like I said.
Trying to find a place to live and failing at everything else in life I possibly can because there's other things I've yet to fail at. So might as well fail at those things too.
All right. Let's get this straight. That's if that was his honest answer. My honest answer is I'm saving up to leave. I'm planning on moving to the Midwest, either Missouri,
Misery,
Oklahoma. There's a few places that I'm looking at, and I've been getting help from people who live out there talking about like living costs, transferring my union book, and just to get away from I'm done with here. Essentially, I'm done with there's been a lot of horrible things that have happened, not just here in our household or that has anything to do with Ren or us, just
yeah,
things
nothing
that have
really
happened.
Nothing really horrible happened in this household. It was
it's just my life, you know, like
shit gets complicated.
And I will definitely keep writing, of course, you know. So that'll always be that. I mean, I just kind of want to move out into a ranch and play some folks and music, sing cows and chickens.
Flat picking, eating
and,
fried chicken.
Yeah, that's it. That's our farewell, if you wanted to know it. I'll be leaving New Jersey within the next year. And in the meantime, I'll be moving into a small apartment and just working and writing, and that's it.
I will be trying to find a room to rent. So if anyone's living in the New Jersey or New York area has a room to rent, preferably for a low, low price, please let me know. Because as of right now, if I don't find something in the next month, I most likely will have to move to Florida, which is basically the last thing I want to do. I love my family, but they live in a place that drives me nuts. So that's really what I don't want to do. And if that does happen, I don't know what the hell's going to happen because it's going to take forever to move back up here. And I eventually would like to come back up.
I would never want to visit you guys, maybe, if you're still here, but I don't want to come back here. But like I said, he has no idea what the fuck he's doing.
Yep. I've traveled a lot, so I've seen.
And don't get me wrong, I just go by the books. I live on the fringe.
Yeah, no, I've traveled quite a bit, and I've been to places that I loved.
And he's been to Georgia.
That I think, Georgia, the country. What a country. With
speaking of countries. Oh, sorry.
Shit.
Photos received.
The cunt apple doesn't fall far from the country. The
shit apples.
The
I'm sad. To be honest, I'm sad because I know I'm not going to be able to get up. You know, I mean, I can still get up in my underwear, but I'll just be alone. I can't like show my package off to like Ren.
Ever.
Because
it's never happened. Thankfully.
When I move out west.
Every once in a while there'll be mistakes.
I mean, yeah, you know, sometimes my penis will be out like earlier today. It was my scrotum that was out earlier today.
I'm so glad I didn't look.
So how did you know?
Because I saw your face and then I saw a void that was the rest of your body and then some underwear.
A void. What do you mean a void? I had underwear. I'm not a fucking fat blob of fucking pitch black depression. What do you mean?
Kind of. At least that's what it makes me feel like.
No, that's kind of, no. What makes you
and
feel
then
like
there's
that
your underwear,
you.
and I just saw something bright that I didn't look
my
directly
penis
at.
Is not bright. First of all, my dick's not a glow stick. What the fuck are you talking
it
about?
It was
penis?
It was like a.
He saw my scrotum. He saw the left, literally the left testicle. That's it.
I didn't see
and
it.
I didn't know it was out.
I saw a very bright pink color.
It, and my scrotum's not pink. What the fuck are you talking
I don't know,
about?
Man.
Making
that's
shit
what,
up.
That's
boy.
What I saw. That's how I knew not to look. Because then my eyes detected a bright.
Check it right now.
I'm not fucking looking at
you. No,
you
don't have to look. There's nothing. Fuck out of here, pink.
Maybe you need to go to a doctor.
I don't need to go to a doctor. My dick's not pink. And now there's my scrotum. They're healthy.
You kept on saying it was your balls. Maybe your balls, maybe the undercarriage of your nuts are a little, you know, irritated.
I wash thoroughly every day.
Maybe you're washing too thoroughly.
Check the underside
maybe
of my balls.
Maybe you scuffed it.
You dirty piece of shit. And they're fine.
Maybe you scuffed
there's
the
no
ball.
No discoloration.
Well,
how are your balls? Let's talk about your balls. What the fuck do your balls look like? You want to be trying to pickle my balls?
You asked me how I knew, and I'm telling you.
No, I said, how'd you know? Because you keep saying it was my dick, and I'm telling you, it wasn't my dick. It was my nut.
I don't know what it was.
Nut. It was my left
I
nut.
Didn't look at it. I just know
it
was
right
underneath.
It
was underneath
because
the
because I was wondering why you weren't looking me in the face when I was talking to you.
I did look at you in the face when you were talking to me, you fucking lying sack of
after
shit.
After I said, what are you looking at?
And not after. You fucking lying piece of shit.
Fuck you, dude. Read the next question. This is stupid. Oh, I hate people who pull shit like that. Anyway, not in the scrotum.
Then when you have to do something, I would do it twice and take pictures. Yeah, that's Smiley from Evil Ernie.
Yeah, that's really gay. Can we please? Questions.
I'm trying to find it again.
All you have to do is click your notifications. Tits and butt make me bust a nut.
All right, here we go. Thank you for that question.
Yeah, that's not even relevant. You were high as shit when you asked that. Because you forgot to, you know, continue.
What interesting endeavors will you do with your breathalyzer?
Not get arrested. I bought it so that because I have to drive from a show in like a week really far back and forth. And I do want to drink a little and I'll be the designated driver. But so I should not drink at all. But at the same time, it's like, eh.
I wonder if you can have alcoholic farts. Like if you fart into a breathalyzer, will it measure the alcohol level?
No. I read it. It came with like a fucking book and it teaches you exactly how a breathalyzer reads alcohol. And it's not in your, it's in your breath from your lungs. It actually oxidizes first and a cathode inside the breathalyzer reads, you know, it separates from water. And then it could tell you by, you know, the release. If you fart into it and it reads alcohol, then you're probably dying. And even if you aren't, like, drinking, that's bad. Because a lot of people think eating gum or something like that, it's not your actual breath. Your breath could smell like shit. It's not going to affect the test. It's your lungs when you're exhaling. You're exhaling the metabolites of methanol. They oxidize. The cathode picks it up. It balances it out. I forgot the full math thing, but there's like per 9,100 milliliters of air or whatever is how much equal to blood alcohol level. So if you blow like 0.8, yes, I know it's funny. That's what even the fucking cops say. They're like, he's blowing a 20. I'm like, I'm not blowing anybody. The fuck are you talking about?
Blowing to 20 is when you spend a 20 way too quickly.
0.20 is like death. You should be, you're dancing, with you're flirting with a Lady Death around that point. Well, that's it. I'm really depressed. Not really because it shows on me. I'm actually kind of stoked. I'm sexy as shit.
Shit is pretty sexy.
Yeah. So, how long have we got on this fucking thing here? Because nothing's helping.
Is that it? There's no other questions.
Yeah, so what's all the questions? What do you want to say? We'll do this. I'll save this episode.
Save this episode?
Yeah, because it's a piece of shit. Renee, do you have anything to say to me before I leave?
I'll say it before you leave. I'll say it on the air.
Ow, it hurts. And it's funny, the timing of that. I wasn't even talking about this. It's just like my left side hurts.
No, I mean, this is,
what do you have to say to the people who have listened to this? Let's dedicate the rest of, how long? 34 minutes? Wow, nothing. Okay, so let's dedicate the rest of the time to this, because this is our last episode.
First thing I would say is, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Like, what have you done in your life that
end up here?
To, like, listen to us ramble on about pretty much fucking nothing for sometimes almost 2 hours at a time. I mean, I know there's probably, you know what? All right. So the highest episode download we ever had we had 148 fucking downloads of it. Now
remember, Ren, this is the last time you're going to speak to these people on this platform. A lot of these people will never hear you again.
Right.
So,
well, they'll hear me again. They'll just never hear me on the podcast.
No. A lot of them won't hear. There's people we don't know who listen to this show that will never, you know?
I guess.
So remember that. So
yeah, but if they follow us on, yeah, first of all, follow us on Facebook, because the Sherman Tanks, that Facebook page will probably stay alive. I think maybe the smart thing for Chance and I to do would be anytime we do anything together,
share it on
we'll share it there, or even anything separately, because I'm still, you know, hopefully there'll be another Cousin song with Chance on it, with me and Joe and Chance together, if we fucking ever get to work together again.
And it's funny because we're constantly working on stuff that we care and love about. It's just life shits on it, or we get lazy,
yeah,
or we
get
tired,
or fucking
or hungry, or
lose internet access, or something breaks,
or just Joe.
It's just it's a fucking. Here's the thing, to anyone who's known me for a good portion of my life, will come across as the king of empty promises, as in I'm going to do this, and then it doesn't happen. But what people don't know is I have hours and hours and hours of recorded stuff worked
just
on
like
shit.
Me. Well, I'm not even sure you have been doing it like 20 years more.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I'm the same way. Like it's finally
it's
coming
all,
to fruition.
It's
but.
All on my fucking hard drive. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Sometimes the computer doesn't work properly. The software doesn't. There are entire albums written that have not been finished just because of fucking technological problems. Or, simpler put, fucking money problems, you know? Because sometimes the only way to finish something properly for me is to have better equipment, and I don't have it. It's not going to happen. I can't afford where I'm fucking living. I'm definitely not going to be spending money on fucking, you know, equipment. So, there's a lot of shit that was supposed to happen that hasn't happened yet. So we're going to fucking, you know, a lot of these things hopefully will come to fruition within the next couple of years. There are movies to be done. There are fucking videos to be done. There's albums to be recorded. Shit to be mixed and mastered. Shit to come out. There's a lot of fucking work. So I don't want anyone to think that just because they haven't seen something from us that it wasn't worked on, even though we said we did. There are entire episodes that were recorded and fucking lost
of this show. There's movies. A half an hour movie that's filmed, just not edited. On my hard drive. A real movie. Not filmed on a phone. No offense to, you know, you phonetographers, like my old son.
Phonetographer.
Or you cinematographers. But phone cinematography.
Fabtographers.
But, yeah, whatever.
There's stuff done. We just haven't finished. We haven't had time for everything.
I got more laughs and likes in a 15-second video I edited called Chance the Police, which I plan on turning into something a little... than I did on anything, because I haven't released it. I have fucking full songs and, you know, but yeah, be sure to listen out for that. But sorry, Ren.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just a lot of times it's tough, man. It's tough doing shit that's creative. You know, this I don't even really consider being creative. We're just talking. It works for some people because you got two guys that are very different but share a lot of same sensibilities and have very similar senses of humor outside of the puns, and then you know all the other shit that happens in between kind of gets in the way.
Fucking dick.
we would have had, you know, probably weekly episodes if things weren't so fucking negatively complicated. You know, there was a lot of times where like we're supposed to do something and you know, something else gets in the way. And to be perfectly honest, half of those times were because I just did not feel up to it. There's a lot of times that Chance come up to me and be like, hey, you want to record the episode today? I'm like, I really don't feel like it.
Yeah, because his life really sucks.
So, I mean,
I'm surprised he hasn't killed himself yet. Like, I've been, like, really close, but, like, Ren, like, I'm surprised, like, Ren's...
Yeah, I just it's not gonna
like
happen.
like I'm surprised like the depression hasn't broken his morals, and it's just like he hung himself.
It's not even just morals.
Especially
I want to see Avengers Infinity War.
You're not making it to that, buddy.
I want to see Avengers Infinity War. I have things to look forward to. I long time ago pre-purchased a fucking video game that comes out in like a year. So still, there's things I, that's what keeps me going.
You could play those from Florida. You know, you can see that in Florida. I've been doing that to him since we found out. Oh, man. Because both our lives are shit. Seriously. And the only way to deal with it is laugh.
I thankfully for you, you are still fucking young as hell. And you have a lot of time to fucking get shit.
People saying that shit, seriously.
Why? Because it's fucking true.
And people who like are friends and close, not older people, because when they say it, it's like, yeah, I am young compared to you because you're old shit who smokes fucking Marlboro Reds. But when you say it, I guess.
You have so many examples of what not to do around you.
True.
All the fucking time.
I mean, I'm
from other people in your family, smart. From people that aren't in, from friends, from other shit. You have 1,000 examples around you as an adult to look at and say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that person.
That's why I'm already pretty fucking, I'm a god. Like Renee, for instance. Now we're going to compliment each other. I'm going to try to get him to cry on here. Watch this.
That's not happening.
You're a bitch. Ren? Nah, I actually don't know what the fuck I'm going with that. I'm so lazy.
Wow. Ren.
Ren is funny and cool. He's my best friend. Nah, I guess it's my turn to say what I gotta say to whoever's been listening to this. Don't know who you are. Except for, all of you.
All the ones that you know.
Yeah. Except for all the ones that are speaking to me like right now. This show, most of the things I'm doing, including my, you wouldn't think so, my career in construction, I wouldn't have if it wasn't for me waking up one day in the middle of the fucking afternoon. It was like 6 o'clock. I was shit deep in depression. It was before my ex-girlfriend. It was before my job, before school. It was like maybe like a few months after I moved in. And I just said, you know what? There's microphones here and a recording device. We don't even need to. It was because I always wanted to work on music with Renee, but he didn't think I was talented enough. So I understood that.
I never said that.
No, you didn't, but that's what you meant. So just let me finish. But so I was like, well, all right, well, let's at least shoot the shit on here. And, that was that. He said, no, you guys heard that story 100 times. And if it wasn't for this show, I wouldn't have gotten laid. A few times I would have missed out on, and I respect every woman I've ever slept with,
just not all the girls, every woman though.
No, stop it. Stop being perverted, because I don't want to come off as misogynistic on here. That's what I'm saying, because I'm always talking about sex, because like nothing else interesting goes on with me. Like I don't know what I have to shave my fucking like head a few times. What else?
It happens.
I fucking step
on. Shave, you change your hair. It's part of depression is changing your hair.
Yeah, that is.
People don't realize.
All right, just let me cut to the chase and stop fucking around. If I didn't have this show, if I didn't start it, if I didn't get the feedback I did, if people didn't go, no, that was okay for you to say, I wouldn't have been as brave as I am today to partake in the end. I wouldn't have been brave enough to try to move. I wouldn't have been brave enough to pick up a guitar or try to start singing. Or to approach, who I thought was the love of my life at one point, or to be brave enough to be around death when my friends were going through things that involved that, or help somebody kick an addiction myself. I wouldn't have been brave enough to do any of that. Because to know that people I don't know are listening to what I have to say at their own leisure, like they're like, yeah, I want to listen to this person, has helped my self-esteem
and valuing and enjoying it.
Yes, and that too. I think I've said this before, but somebody walked up to me because they recognized my it wasn't far from here, it wasn't like I was in another state. They're like, Sherman Tanks Chance. They saw my beard and they're like, your beard looks familiar. And I was like, what? They're like, you're from Sherman Tanks, right? I was like, it's a podcast. What the fuck? He was like, because your picture's just as synonymous with the fuck, the picture. Of
right.
And he was like, I fucking think you guys are hilarious. And I remember I was coming home from a shit day at work and my fucking hands were bleeding. And I was just like, and it's things like that. I've gotten on stage for the first time as an adult. Like when I was younger, I did like plays and acting. I've acted since then. I've done roles as an extra. I worked doing production work. I have IMDb credits, which is fucking cool, you know? Like, that I never thought, like, these are things that definitely would not have happened if it wasn't for this show. Now, not just because I started it, but because you guys listened to it. So I want to say thank you for basically making, because there are parts of me, there is a reason I'm not dead yet or haven't shot myself yet, because I do think there's a lot of potential within myself that I'm enjoying right now. There's a lot of things that I realize, like, you know what, dude? You're not the shittiest person in the world, and you guys helped me realize that. Renee helped me realize that 100 times over, and that it was the best thing I think that has ever, I've ever been rewarded, was this show, as small as it may be now. 2 years from now, there may be 2 million people listening to this, and I would, and them too, great, awesome, but it's who's listening now, and who was listening since the beginning, and my friend April, and, you know, like, or for Valerie, and, you know, everybody, you know, Ren, everyone, and even if we don't know that you listen, and you've stuck by this piece of shit show, like, seriously, I laugh. I sit in bed and laugh. Like, who was listening? I would never listen to something like this. But
now that it's done, I'm actually going to have to listen to this shit, too. That's the
It's going to make you sad. It is going, because I did it once, and it was only, that was only like five, or not even six, seven episodes in, and I was like, fuck me, dude. But that's it. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to my family, who first heard the show and still said, keep going, Chance, because...
Yeah, my...
you know, that's
I'm very glad almost no one in my family...
I really want
to
wrap this up, because this is the last episode, and my family heard it, and they refused to listen to any more of it, but they said, apparently people like what you're doing, and you like what you're doing. I never in a million years thought I would sit there. I could never do radio. I'm telling you that now. I couldn't. I couldn't get up every morning and annoy the shit out of people with my voice every fucking day. No offense to radio, you know, to disc jockeys or anything, because I grew up listening to Howard Stern every fucking morning before school on K-Rock, so...
Well, you see, the challenge is that they have programming. We don't. I think you could do this. I think I could do this if there was programming. You know what I mean? If you have, oh, this is the guest we're going to have. This is what we have to do. Oh, we have to read this book.
But I wouldn't want to.
No, you wouldn't want to. But I'm saying it's entirely possible. But this shit... We do this off the cuff, and one of the valid, here's what I personally
I still want to finish what I was saying, and then we can continue, because there is a lot of people who need to understand how big, seriously, photography, music, like everything that I'm doing now, or even have the guts to do, because there's so many fucking doors open for me, I wouldn't have for this show. Rick and Sarah, like brother and sister to us, or to me, I can at least say. And I'm sure Renee would agree to him, too. Mm-hmm. I would have never met them. And I met so many fucking amazing artists and people, just people in general, from far away, from across the country, from famous shows, from fucking celebrities to favorite porn stars. I had to whisper that one because I'm not supposed to talk about that. Anyway, and it's just been fucking amazing, you know? And it's not like I'm never going to see them again, but this is my tribute to them because, I mean, what I could sit down and write a song that's about it with like 4 chords in it. But thank you. Thank you to everyone who's ever given me anything good out of the kindness of the heart, because it made me realize, you know, blowjobs are great.
They are fantastic. If that's what they've given you, that was good. I mean, I agree.
I'm listening to so much depressing shit after this. Just all acoustic guitar music, too. It's not even going to be just fucking like... I'm going to come out the room singing to Renee. I'm sober, by the way, so it's even more depressing because it's like...
Yeah, we had one beer.
Yeah, I was going to drink both for myself.
He shared his beer with me.
I was like, fuck this guy, because we got in a little spat before this.
There was no spat.
I had a dream that I beat the living shit out of him because I don't even know what it was. But then, and I was so angry at him, and I was like, oh, it's just a dream. And then I was like, I used to read Word Up magazine. And
Word Up magazine.
Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Anyway, thank you guys, all of you. If you can hear my voice right now, thank you. Thank you for listening.
And if you can't hear his voice right now, that means you can't hear mine.
All right. So let's end this on a shit note, unless you got something else to say. Because this is it. That's it. This is the end. Don't you want to play something you wrote originally? Renee's written. All right. I know we're always fucking around with guitars and shit, but I, and that's usually because I want to like sing and stuff. I want Renee to perform a song he wrote.
Ugh, no.
It's called Beautiful Funeral.
No.
No, you're going to play it. You're going to play it.
I can't
it.
Play that you're shit. Gonna, you, Joe's the one who plays guitar on that.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Man, Joe sucks.
Joe plays guitar on that.
Get out of there.
What's she doing?
Nothing, actually. No, she's like, what am I? She looked at me like, what am I doing?
No, I wanted to say something real quick, though. For me, what I saw, the value, the one of the reasons why I said yes to doing this with you.
Boredom?
No, not just out of boredom. Because... you're fucking young. I'm gonna say it again. You're young. You're very young. You're very, very fucking young. You're younger than you think.
No, I don't. Yeah, I am definitely younger than I think I am. I've been told by my doctor.
You're younger than you think you are, and part of it was for me was I thought this would be a good way for
to rear me. You wanted to rear
not to rear you. I mean, I definitely would not rear you.
Any way to get just like homosexual stuff?
Not even close. There's no dick in the ass here. It was a way that I thought you could see, yourself fucking just step outside of your comfort zone,
which was very, very, very small, and I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, no, I mean you hated hanging out with new people. You fucking the fact that we got you to go all the way down to South Jersey. And even there on that first episode, you're fucking quiet as shit until you started drinking. And then
no, I didn't drink at all.
Huh?
I had to work the next day. I didn't drink.
No. I'm saying like you were quiet as shit until you started drinking, like which was like the next time you were there.
Oh, okay.
So
I was like, I'm not yeah, work.
And the other thing was that like with me around, you wound up being more quiet when there's other people around too, because I've always been ridiculously fucking outgoing and loud. So you would wind up. Kind of skulk
ugly.
Into the shadows a little bit. You don't have to remind people how ugly I am. They
no.
already know.
Dude, please. You know you're not ugly. This is funny.
I do not know I'm not ugly. So there's but on top of that was also the value of honesty. And I think one of the reasons why people like us bullshitting on here is because it's not really bullshit. We talk freely and honestly about just about everything. We've not hid, you know, the more painful shit that happens in our lives.
Yeah. Divorce.
It's
addiction, death. We've never lied about it. We've been very open. Yeah. You're
we've
right.
talked about, you know, the fucking messiest shit stories we've had.
Literally.
Because I mean, the thing is this, I labeled this when I set up the whole podcast online, they give you genres and shit to label it. And I've always labeled this as comedy, even if it's only fucking 50% funny, because I think in the tragic nature of reality comes some of the funniest shit ever. Because I'll tell you right now, the hardest things I've ever gone through in my entire life.
Laughed and got you through them.
I laughed about them. I laughed my ass off about every single thing that horrible that's happened because... I would find a place for humor in them. When I recanted step by step what fucking happened when I found out my ex-wife was cheating on me, it was at a room full of people who one of them had just lost his mother. And the topic of conversation that night went towards me and explaining what I went through with my ex-wife. And when I told the story, everyone was fucking laughing their asses off because of how animated I was, how I was telling it. But I think the funniest thing about it to them was that I was being honest, that I was just telling it exactly with every fucking real feeling I had. My anger was real. My sadness was real. And, you know,
I prodded it out of you so many times.
there was no.
I'm saying there was times where I forced you to say things you didn't want to.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be honest and not to interrupt. Or digress, but it was mostly for my amusement. I wanted you to admit you had sold your body for food.
And I didn't. I couldn't admit something that didn't happen. Yeah, those things that you repeatedly...
To the last episode.
Because I didn't.
The day we
because
died.
I didn't do it. I fucking...
Arguing as old men because you know you fucking did it.
I did not do it.
All right.
I rejected the proposal because I was fucking...
And then reneged his rejection and accepted it. Just go.
No, I did not. But I should have, because I probably would have been able to pay some rent. But the But the thing is that, you know.
See, damn, now you popped a hole in my story there. About to be homeless anyway, nigga.
Yeah, so.
He did it. He spent the money on drugs.
I did not
drugs.
Do it. I don't do drugs. I wish I did. Then I wouldn't feel this.
Ugh.
Don't.
Ever.
I have no plans to, man. If I haven't done it by the age of 37, when the fuck am I going to start doing it now?
Fat Mike started in his 30s.
Fat Mike's fucking rich. But the
he is. And he's also
he owns a fucking record company. You know, it's different. So I think the being open and honest on this has helped both of us. But I think it helped you the most because you're such a lying piece of shit every other day. No, because
yeah, he knew he was about to get jabbed in the shit right there for trying to say something like that. Fuck out of here.
Because it allowed you to fucking open up. You know, it allowed you to open up with other people, and now you know that people know shit about you that you never intended for anyone to ever fucking know. And too bad. There's a lot of shit out there.
What do you mean too bad? Like I didn't like say it on purpose.
No,
like, because I didn't know we were
because
being
now it means that you can.
I can live freely.
You can live more freely. You cannot have to be in some little fucking depressed bubble in a crowd of people. Being depressed is one thing, but being by yourself is a totally different situation.
And I hate being by myself.
And you always fucking act like you want to be by yourself, and you really don't want to be by yourself. You want to have fun and laugh with everyone else, too. And part of that...
We don't need to get this analytical.
But it's the fucking truth.
It doesn't matter if it's the truth. I can say the truth about you. Being fat and horrible things, but
yeah,
getting way too analytical now. They get that. They could come to that. They came to that.
No, but I'm telling you, to tell you why I wanted to fucking do it. Part of it was that.
No, I didn't say that. I said, what did you want to say to them at the end? I didn't say, why'd you want to do this show, you fucknut?
No, you did.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
You did.
I promise. You said you're going to listen back to this. I did not say that.
It's going to be in chronological order, so I'm not hearing this for like 3 years. But the
you're not making it that far. You're not.
But yeah, I mean, part of the reason why I said yes was because I thought you could use some of the fucking the boost, you know, get some of that fucking FaceTime on with the planet and stop being so fucking.
Okay, so considering you spent the last 20 minutes saying that was part of why you did this show, what was the other part, you idiot?
The other part is I just thought it was gonna be fucking funny
because it's not charity.
I just thought it was gonna be funny,
like. You want me to kiss you
like
on the lips
on top
to say
of
thank
that.
You?
No.
You fuck?
No. Do not kiss me on the lips.
He wants me to kiss him on his foreskin.
Good for you. Yes.
Like he did this to me as a favor. You well, like me, nigga.
There's a lot of it, so it might be a five skin. But
I can't wait till I'm out of here. Not because of Ren. This place, it's got a dick demon in it.
A dick demon?
I don't know where that came from.
Demon.
It's just so depressing to be here. People here.
Well, no, the house has turned into a shit show.
Yeah. This is
every apartment has
its
own. I'm
going to visit this place one day in a few years by myself.
You're
going to
see fucking upside down crosses on the lawn and like fucking there's no lawn there.
The tanks will
return.
That's going to
be the crazy part. There's going to be a lawn all of a sudden.
And Mad Chance lives, fucking Evil Adam. A whole bunch of blood is going to be all over the fucking. This, they're going to have to condemn
this
place.
My blood. I'm going
to
explode in a shit fucking explosion.
All right. Is this Mortal Kombat?
Shitality.
No, shitsplosion sounds like a fatality.
I prefer shitality. I think that'd be great.
That's just you shitting on yourself.
We've already gone through those. We can't do those anymore.
Yeah, so. You,
All the shit stories. Hey, you know what we never talked about? A piss story.
I have to piss right now. I have talked about a piss story.
You have? Pissing yourself?
Yeah, I'll tell you another one. Here. It's on the show on a happy note. The other day, Renee refused to, like, you know, clean his bowels out, like, at a normal pace. And I had to piss really bad. So I pissed in a cranberry juice bottle and left it in front of the door, went to sleep.
Okay.
That's my piss story. Oh, one time an ex pissed in my mouth.
Oh,
a little bit. Like it was in a shower, so I asked her to. It was great. It was all right. It was okay. I mean, it burned like the side of my mouth a little. It doesn't matter. That's another piss. There, you get two for one there. I enjoyed it. It was just so. I guess it was just because it was so fucking like sick that it was hot, and then after that, like. We banged a lot. Anyway, I'm just digressing into piss world, but yeah, that's that.
That was not.
Not even, that's all I have to say. I don't have to say where, who. Doesn't matter.
Cause no, because you got some girl pissing your mouth.
Not some girl. It was someone I was dating and I was in love with. I wasn't just like a hookup at a party, like pissing my mouth. Like, no. We're both in the shower. And I
don't know.
Like,
does that, are there piss parties? Does this happen?
Yes, yes.
They're like, hey, listen, we're putting down the newspaper now. You guys, get ready to go. Drink some water. And fucking get this explosion happening. Get your bladders ready. It's a piss party. We're going to do this right. It's going to be yellow fever.
Like, that's disgusting.
But you had someone pee in your mouth.
And I don't, it purposely too, which is even worse. Whatever. It's the last episode, I'm telling you. You guys aren't going to ever hear me speak like this again. So, yeah, I had her piss in my mouth. She was slightly nervous, and then when she started doing it, she was like, yeah, motherfucker.
Because it's a fucking feeling of power.
Yeah, exactly. She had, like, that dominance going. I was like, yes, all right, enough.
My God.
She was like, swallow it. I was like, no, 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 please don't. And she punched me in the throat a little bit.
Okay, now it's bullshit.
Nah, I'm telling you the truth. It wasn't a punch. It was like she held my throat and then held my mouth, and then I gulped a little bit of it. Just a little. Not a lot.
She could have drowned you in the fucking bathtub.
In piss. They would have found piss in my lungs.
autopsy. The autopsy. There seems to be traces of uric acid.
No,
and,
not traces. They're going to be like, there was pure and urine in his, there was watered down urine in his lungs that he asphyxiated.
Oh my God.
On watered down urine. Anyway.
Expistiated.
Yeah, I'm thinking of call. Nope, don't call that person again. All right. So, you officially know I'm the most disgusting human being in the world, and I love you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go listen to some sad shit, because it's not just the end of the show. It's the end of me and Renee.
It's not the end of that's way more dramatic. Because
I'm leaving before he leaves, and...
Well, you mean you're leaving this apartment before?
Yeah, he's starting to realize it. He's seeing everything getting packed away. And
well, I didn't start. I knew this already.
I see him start to, you know, like slowly while I'm packing, listening to, you know, the hobo song.
No, I hate
and,
that song.
He's kind of don't like all right, that song. All right, let me just finish. He's leaning against the door, looking, seeing my books get put away and my blue. I don't know where that accent started.
I don't know. I spent like 15 hours today playing Fallout 4. So
yeah, which goes to show how much you give a fuck about your life. You should be putting things away and getting ready.
Well,
to leave.
I didn't have internet access.
What does that have to do with you cleaning?
Because I need to
not cleaning, packing up. Sorry.
Because I need to know where the fuck I'm going and what I'm selling first before I even. I need to sell shit online.
Let me tell you something. Wherever you go, you have to pack first. I promise.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna pack shit that I'm gonna unpack to sell on fucking eBay.
Are you going to sell that? The Incredible Hulk?
Maybe. I don't want to.
That's a start. I'm proud of you. We're ending on a good note. I'm so happy that you... Get out of here! There's a fly in here, I swear to God.
Oh, did you just scream because of a fucking fly? It's April 1st. There are going to be flies all over for months
yeah,
now.
That hasn't happened. He hasn't known me for fucking years. And how much I hate
flies. Yeah, but
flies.
You screamed about it. I mean, it's a fucking... We're recording. You're screaming.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That's the worst thing I've ever done on this fucking show. Scream.
Well,
are you kidding me?
At this late, the person's not going to be seeing that shit coming. It's going to happen.
Nobody's listening this late. What are you talking about? Well, I will love to get like a fucking video reaction of them. Just,
like, 1 minute and 33.
Don't
1 hour and 3 minutes.
Well,
God
you
damn.
Spoil it.
Beware.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's play something that's like we're driving off into the west. Driving off.
I'm not getting up and getting the fucking.
You are
dark.
A lazy piece of shit,
dude. I'm just not doing it.
All right, you're not.
I don't even have.
You're not lazy. I'm sorry. You're just a piece of shit.
That's fine.
Maybe. All right. I'll sing a song.
No.
I'm gonna sing a song.
Please don't. Let's.
Somebody's sending me pictures of their vagina, and it's awesome. And I'm in a video. Wow. Not gonna tell you who. I almost said something.
Not gonna tell you who.
I almost said something horrible. Not gonna tell you who. Like they're gonna go. Yeah, let me find this person so they could send me some.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure they say the same thing about me on their podcast.
Like, like they have one.
Yeah.
Like we have one.
That was the point.
Jesus. Okay.
Anyhow, signing off for the last episode of season three of ever of things. What episode is this even? Did we even make it? We didn't even make it to double jits. This is fucked.
This is really fucked.
There's
something I wanted to say to Renee. I wrote this. I'm not singing it. Song's called, I'm not singing this. So stop looking at Facebook, motherfucker.
I'm just checking to see if anyone put in any last second questions.
Well, nobody cares about our lives.
You're right.
Oh, it's sad. Tears. That tear, if that tear response wasn't there.
Oh, wait. Yes, there is one.
Oh,
what did
shit,
you like?
Look, she finally got. Stacy. You got in. She's wanted to fucking be on the show forever and get a question in.
She's getting the last question ever, and it's very appropriate. What did you like most about living on Sherman Avenue?
You guys. And Central Avenue. Having fried chicken. Ah, damn. Why she? Oh, she hit the feels for the last one. Oh, damn it, Stacy.
Yeah, this is going to be hard.
I'm going to let him go first because he's going to like cry. Go ahead. Don't worry. Don't feel ashamed.
I'm not
going to
cry. I've been here for 14 fucking years, dude.
You're definitely going to cry then. If
this
you have
is,
a heart, motherfucker,
this is my
cry.
Adulthood. My entire adulthood life has been pretty much been in this apartment. And that really fucking hurts that it's going to be over.
Damn,
not my adulthood, obviously.
Your adult life.
But this chapter was a very long one. It was my favorite fucking place to live. I've been through so much horrible shit while living here that home was, you know, the comfort zone. But also the party house. This fucking house, we had some amazing fucking New Year's parties so many years in a row.
I was about, I think, there for three of them.
And then we had, when shit started hitting the fan, then we had a couple of rent parties, which were amazing. Yeah, man, I love my, you know, my peeps from the neighborhood. Stacy's awesome. Fucking Amanda's like, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. It's going to be weird. Amanda's been very, very close to my heart for a long fucking time. So her not being around wherever I go is going to be fucking weird. There's something about someone pissing you off by waking you up with horrible trap music right above your head at 8:30 in the morning. And then you get a text message saying, hey, come up. I made you breakfast. You know,
it's a dichotomy you're not going to find anywhere else.
No, it's not a combination that's going to
happen.
We will
never have this. Nothing even close to this again. You will never go into another room saying some of the things you've said to anyone else.
Yeah, it's true.
With them never telling anyone else.
No.
Like, I've never said that. And yeah, a lot of the things that have happened here, both good and bad, will never happen to anyone ever again.
Because there was a lot of funny shit, man. More than anything else, I laughed my way through this fucking past 14 years because I was here. Because of the different people I've lived with, because of, you know, the neighbors I've had, with Amanda always being around, whether she lived in the building or not. So I had a fucking blast. And it certainly made the incredibly difficult past, at least past, you know, 10 years, if not more, a lot easier. Because I don't know what the fuck I would have done. I don't know what I would have done if all the shit that went down, I wouldn't have had, you know, fucking support system of some of the people that live here. And also because some of my friends live so close, you know, I have people that live only about 5 minutes away walking. So if the shit hits the fan and one text message goes out, they're here in fucking 10 minutes, you know? So, that's the thing, you know, I love the Heights. I love living on Sherman Avenue you kidding me? I lost my shit when I had to leave Linden Avenue in the fucking Greenville section. And the Greenville section was fucking terrible, but it was home.
Still is.
You know, it was.
Still is.
It was my home, you know, as a kid. But this became my adult home. It means just as much to me almost as my childhood home. You know, so this is really hard. and to be leaving on bad terms, to be leaving when I don't want to, is the roughest part. Simply because of money, you know, that's all it is. Because shit has gone wrong. Because I've lost, you know, my second job here or second job there or whatever the fuck it is.
First job here.
Because of fucking, you know, because the cost of living has gone too high. Rent is too damn high.
I was just about to say,
And it's not even just the rent, though. It's everything. Everything's in Jersey City. Do not, if you're fucking listening to this and you've wanted to move to New York, don't fucking do it.
You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot.
Don't
really.
Do it. Don't fucking do it. Stay where you are. Find a place that is a city that you can survive in, that you can have fun, that has a culture of its own, that you know, has a cost of living that's not catastrophic, that's not going to kill you. Because let me tell you something, when people move to places like LA and New York or to areas around it just so they can go there, they're it's wish fulfillment and it never gets fulfilled unless you're doing something amazing already before you fucking left. You know, so it's not a place to move to. And I know too many people that keep saying, oh, you guys, you're up in there and close to New York. It's great. Don't you love it? No, I don't fucking love it. I love being in Jersey City. I don't love going to New York. I really don't. And I don't love that the proximity to New York has made everything so fucking expensive and makes it so that because you lived here your whole life, you can no longer live here anymore. And I'm not the only person this has happened. This is happening to so many people. The gentrification of the area is fucking terrible.
Okay. You're venting terrible. A little too much. All right.
Well, it's not a little too much. This is what the show is all about.
Yeah, this is. But you know what? Keep going. I'm sorry. I was fucked up.
So that's Stacy.
He digressed, but he answered your question.
Yeah. No, I'm going to miss this shit. I'm going to miss my peeps. And I don't mean the little fucking piece of shit marshmallow things.
They're awesome. Stop.
They're great in the microwave. Now they explode. They fucking mutate. Now they mutate.
I'll explode outside the microwave.
No, shit. Don't do that. So,
already did in the kitchen.
I still got to take the microwave with me, I'm sure.
I don't. I have a fucking common kitchen. Okay. Bald. It's bald, too. Anyway, get it common because he's bald and black.
I don't know what common looks like.
He's bald as hell.
I've never seen him.
Yes, you have seen him.
I don't know what he looks like.
All right. I don't really have a response to that question.
Well, you said fried chicken and friends, basically.
Not really.
That's what you said.
That's like this building and Stacy. That's it. That's yeah. Not even a real... I'm going to miss...
You're going to miss the doggies.
I don't know. The freedom to just go out in the hallway and do whatever the fuck I want. Getting everybody in the building in trouble, jokingly, by telling the landlord something that's not true. Like, I had to ring the doorbell 3:30, like, last Friday. And he was like, why? What? I said, Amanda stole my keys. and he was like, that's fucked up. I said, yeah, it is. That's your granddaughter. I was drunk.
You said that to him?
I promise on my life. You can ask her as soon as I told him at 3:30 in the morning. I said, your granddaughter took my keys. And I heard the next morning, why you take Chance's keys? It was the best thing ever. It was the best thing to wake up to. But this is how I want to close the show, because this reminds me of Renee. It reminds me of everything. I got a book a while back. It's rare to get because it was only like 100 copies printed. But there's an exhibit you can still go to, and I'll even promote it just by saying it's called You're Going to Die, and it's an art gallery that's based around poems, music, writings, art about death, and they do something like every 2 weeks, and I believe it's in San Francisco. But I talked to the owner a long time ago. I want to say...
The author, you mean?
Yeah, because there's a book they released. The author. Over a year ago, March 6, 2015. And it was filled with entries from people, all types of people, not professional writers, or just everyone. And I still have the book. It's gorgeous. And there's a piece of a poem that perfectly describes both me and Renee's relationship as cousins, us living here, and... I'm proud to say my life. Now, this is the first thing I'm going to read. Then the second thing I'm going to read is by me. It's smaller. And I'll do that because I'm not going to really miss anything about this place except Renee being able to just go in the next room and rent payday, robbing banks with him.
Well, that we can do on the internet.
Yeah, so. But it's not going to be as fun because I won't be able to go in the next room and tell you that your bill is shit. But when it's not, I just want to go see him and hold him. So this is the last piece of the poem by Danny Shrewdery from You're Going to Die, Poems and Prose.
Get closer.
It's very short. You taught about laughing, that it doesn't make anything or everything better because it's not supposed to. It makes everything perfect right then. So do it and do it often. That is probably, I live by that. I've gotten through the worst days of work, 104 degree weather, pouring concrete. I've just found out my mother is on the board, she's doing heroin and is back in prison, or that my uncle died and that my girlfriend wants to leave me. And I laugh, I forget it. I forget everything. And I keep laughing and I make people laugh. And I've been called on fucking sites because I work good, you know. Toot my own horn a little bit, and because I make the day go by faster, and because other people have, and I like laughing, gut laughing. I'll laugh as I don't care how much trouble gets me into. Wherever I move to in this fucking world, you will know me by my laugh. I promise, because I will always be doing it, always. So that's always laugh. Remember that. Doesn't matter who you are, how much you hate yourself. I promise you, a laugh will do no harm. No harm. And this is a piece I wrote about living in Sherman. It's a little longer. If you,
I'm waiting to hear fucking like boomsticks ceiling smash all of a sudden.
Leaving the door open. You can't play it. You're a casual. I don't know how you don't know that chord, but that's fine.
It's been like two years. Yeah, and we didn't play it.
All right, this is called Tilt. I wrote this. February 2016. It's hard not to laugh because Renee. I don't know how Renee thinks. That's one thing Ren's never told me is how. What he thinks of my actual writing? Because I'm a writer before anything else.
That would require me to read it.
You've read my writing, so don't bullshit me, nigga. Don't bullshit me, nigga. Don't send me dreams, nigga. Tilt by Chance Dribbling. It doesn't even say that. I'm just. The grain of a cheap TV dinner table, compressed wood, certainly not as cold as the air around me, but the matching cold to my hands. I keep drooping down as if to pray to the near-blinding 80s movie with headache-inducing synth rock. Having a headache already is only adding blood to the pile of leeches, sucking away at any sense of a nervous system I have. Right now, it is completely dedicated to the 5 different prescription drugs keeping me centered and suffering. If I tilt over, I'll stay there. If I get up, I'll hurt someone. If I don't, well, I never have it. I'll laugh, and I'll laugh until it's over. Now, I wrote that. Oh, and the last line is, someone always gets hurt. When I wrote that, I was basically saying, you have to keep going. Doesn't matter. You can never stop at all. Don't stop. Whatever the fuck you're doing.
Be a shark.
I was ready to literally just like I was like, something kill me. My head was laying on like a TV dinner table, and then I was like, no, I laughed, and I heard something on the TV that made me laugh. I thought of something. I fucking like took a shit in the alleyway one time, so it made me laugh, whatever it was. And I was like, if you stay down, you're gonna, it's not in my nature, no matter what, to stay down at all. If I lose, I get back up, and even when I'm like, no way,
you're like Chumbawamba,
I get the fuck back up.
You get knocked down.
And I get up again. Yeah. You're never going to keep me down. So
Tiny boy.
It's just, that's weird. That part's creepy. I don't like that part of the song. They used to give me nightmares. Because I was a tiny boy when the song came out. Tiny boy, little boy. So, yeah, I wrote that. And that's about here. So, you know, if I tilt, I told myself, I said, I know if I get comfortable and I fall over from being fucked up on all these prescription drugs, that I'm not going to want to get up. But something told me, I was like, even if I did fall, I know I'd get up. Like, I wouldn't give up because I just can't. And
there's no reason to give up.
There's always a reason to give up, motherfucker. You just say chance, madness.
I've been given every fucking reason to give up.
But you didn't.
And I don't.
So do you agree with what I, my
yes.
poem? Thank you.
What I just said, there's no reason to give up because I've been given every single one of them, and I still don't give up. Giving up is easy. So easy.
Laugh. Always laugh and never give up.
Giving up
the Sherman,
is the
fucking Sherman Tanks high five. Laugh and never give up.
If you want to take the easy way out, you give up on shit and you just quit everything and you fucking just fall into a precipice of shit. And let it take over and fucking wallow in misery and just go further down that spiral into there's nothing left. But
remember us by that line. High five. That's how we're going to end the show. Laugh and never give up.
It's true.
You could be in the middle of the fucking worst fight of your life. Laugh.
And then that person will be terrified.
Yeah, laugh and don't give up. You can.
I've done that.
Fucking drink the blood from your mouth, get up, and punch them right in their fucking head. Or if it's cancer, or if it's fucking financial issues, get up and kick it right in its fucking teeth. Fuck it. Laugh and never give up. And imagine us on tanks coming to help you, like big fucking high-tech tanks.
If you ever hear a joke that someone is making about something that sounds way too dark and you think you shouldn't be joking about that, keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't tell someone what they shouldn't be joking about, especially if it's about themselves.
Yeah, because you don't know what
they're going through.
You don't know how they're coping with it.
Right.
If it's bothering you, understandable. But, you know?
You have no place in the world to tell someone what
all you need to do
is
laugh,
what is or
isn't
funny. Because you have no idea what that person's gone through. So most horribly dark jokes are coming from a place of internalization. There's something that happened to that person for them to say that shit. Almost every single time. So when I hear someone say some really fucked up joke, I laugh even harder because
guess what? They're laughing because they're not giving up.
Right.
Whatever it is that fucked with them, they're not letting bottom them out. They're not going to let it suck in their mind, no? So laughing.
But if that person's just racist, punch them in the fucking throat.
Or eye for an eye is another one I live by. But yeah. I've gotten arrested for that. I have to not do that. Tooth for a tooth, claw for a claw, ball for a ball.
Oof.
Hey,
I don't like that one.
You shouldn't like any of them. You should not want into your eye to be. All right, laugh and never give up. Thank you guys for 3 years of bullshit.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing.
You dull, you passive
losers.
Ass motherfuckers.
Go keep living your lives. We're done with this.
Enjoy not listening to us now and picking some other podcast.
Yeah,
to
we're
listen
gonna
to.
Post a really nice fucking photograph after this.
I doubt it's gonna be very nice,
it's
but it'll be a photograph.
Be nice, but it's gonna be a cool one. It's going to be really cool.
It's going to be cool. Yeah, my puns, you and you're fucking cool and stoked. There we go. We're even now.
I'm so stoked how cool this episode was. Fucker.
It's not that cool.
Remember, laugh.
It's beginning of spring. It's just cool enough.
I never
enough.
Give up.
Hold up. I'm looking for something. I'm Rene Rosa.
That was a kazoo.
No, there's no kazoo. I don't know where the kazoo is.
The kazoo is going where we're going next. Go live your life. Laugh and never give up.
And this feels like the ending of Harry and the Hendersons when they're trying to tell him to go and they don't want to.
Get the fuck out of here.
Go back into the woods.
We're not going to be here much longer. You go.
Go.
I
to
need
your...
to go have some sleep for dinner.
Sleep for dinner in the underground.
Come here, you fat cat. We're done. It's over.
That's it.
Boom. See you guys somewhere else, shittyits. We love you.
Yep.
Laugh. Never give up.
Suck a dick.
That too.
I'm Rene Rosa.
I'm Chance Gibellini.
And we were Sherman Tanks.